You know, censorship is a bigger and bigger problem. We call it cancel culture. In fact, you probably know that I wrote this book, God and Cancel Culture, talking about what's happening in the secular community, the woke community, people who are actually trying to get Christian values and conservative values out of the marketplace. It's an issue. And today I have an interview with Chris Ruddy, who is the founder and the president of Newsmax, which is one of the major secular news channels. It's been growing very, very fast the last few years. And Dish Network, which is owned by AT&T, recently canceled them in late January. And a year ago, they canceled One America News, and there was very little outcry. And what we've learned through sources is that they thought they could get away with getting rid of Newsmax. Meanwhile, there are many liberal news channels on Dish Network. And so far, we're trying to help get an outcry. 700 Club, some other sources have stood with Newsmax. And I've known Chris Ruddy for a number of years. He has always been very fair. I subscribed to Newsmax long before I ever knew him. I watched the station. And so when he told me how concerned he was, even though this is not the normal kind of thing that I handle on the Strang Report, I felt it was important because we need to help each other. We need to stand up to the bullies. So you're going to want to watch my interview with Chris Ruddy on the Strang Report today. I'm Stephen Strang.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back, everyone. And Chris, thank you for fitting this in. I know this is a very busy time, but this is very important. And I want you to tell me and my viewers what's happened with Newsmax. Why did they cancel you?
Well, Newsmax, Steve, was removed from 13 million homes on DirecTV systems, UVerse, across the United States on January 24th, just over 2 weeks ago. And we are continuing to be blacked out, censored. AT&T owns DirecTV. This is the second conservative news channel they removed in the past year. They took off the One America, OAN, last year. You may recall back in 21, Nancy Pelosi's Democrats wrote a letter to AT&T and other cable companies demanding that Newsmax, One America, and Fox News be removed. Deplatformed was the word they used for spreading misinformation. And apparently AT&T has complied. They've removed Newsmax. We are the second channel. We're extremely highly rated channel, as you know, fourth highest rated cable news channel. Top 20 channel overall.
Oh, and yeah, it's the only one I watch on a regular basis. And I've been a subscriber to Newsmax long before you were on television. And while this isn't, you know, most of the issues I would deal with have something to do with Christianity, but the idea of the secular community being against conservative and Judeo-Christian values affects all of us. If they can cancel Newsmax, they can get away with it because they have canceled you. But with One America News, I don't think there was a big outcry. This time, there seems to be a bigger outcry.
Yeah, well, the bigger the outcry, the better. You know, Ben Carson, Sarah Palin have said this is the beginning of socialism in America. They're basically taking away our freedoms, our freedom of speech, free press. Newsmax was targeted. They're basically saying that we're going to be treated DirecTV and AT&T. And for censorship, and they're keeping 22 liberal channels. They all get very well-paid fees. Most of them have very low ratings. You have to pay for them on DirecTV. So a lot of people, President Trump is urging Americans to cancel DirecTV, cancel AT&T, even their cell phones. And we're certainly encouraging people to call DirecTV at 877-NEWSMAX, 877-NEWSMAX, and we'll connect you to DirecTV.
And I saw you on Mike Huckabee the other day. You did a great job, of course. And he's very concerned about it. And you were telling that there have been a lot of Christian media, CBN and some others who have come to your aid. Is that helping you build any kind of momentum?
Well, I think there's tremendous support across the country. First of all, in Congress, we've gotten really big support. Senator Ted Cruz wrote a letter with Mike Lee, Lindsey Graham, and Tom Cotton. A number of senators, Senator Ron Johnson has spoken out. Mark Wayne Mullen out of Oklahoma, great senator. He announced he's canceling DirecTV, that he canceled it. So we're getting tremendous support from Congress. The public, I mean, over 100,000 phone calls from what we can see have gone into DirecTV. It's probably a lot more than that because we don't monitor all the calls. It's the ones that go over 877 Newsmax that we can see who called or that they called. So we're you know, it's a grassroots movement. They made a decision that's clearly not a business decision. I mean, they're keeping all these low-rated channels no one watches. They're very expensive. But they're saying Newsmax can't go on and get a very tiny license fee. They're saying that we're not, of all the cable news channels that they have, we're not eligible to get a fee, even though we're the fourth highest rated.
And tell us that website where people can go on, find out more information, and is there a petition people can sign?
Absolutely. Iwantnewsmax.com. It's real simple. Iwantnewsmax.com. And there's a petition to Congress. There's other ways. You don't have to be a DirecTV subscriber to help. In fact, we're urging people to call Congress, let their congressmen and senators know that they want hearings. There is growing demand. McCarthy, House Speaker McCarthy, said there'll be hearings. Ron DeSantis has spoken out. Trump has spoken out. If you call 877-NEWSMAX, we'll also, on that phone number, connect you to Congress to speak to your congressman.
Well, this sounds very well organized, and I want to encourage my listeners and viewers to do what we can. I'm going to personally do it. I think it's outrageous they've done this, and I thank you for taking some time to explain in your own words. You can do it better than I can, and then I'll come back with some closing thoughts.
But Steve, I think that, you know, Newsmax is we believe that faith-based coverage is very needed in America. It's been a staple of Newsmax since we've been a website. We cover faith. I'm a believing Christian. I believe that we are not a religious channel. We are a secular channel that covers religious news and news of people of faith. And America became a great nation. It's founded on Judeo-Christian principles. I believe it's very important. I think we're the channel that covers faith-based issues, not just for Christians. I mean, Jews, 23 Jewish leaders just wrote a letter, some of the biggest names in the Jewish community, demanding that Newsmax be put back on. And they said, we're one of the best networks on reporting on Israel that exists in America. Fox News is changing, and Newsmax is where I think many of your viewers and listeners are, and we're hoping that we can get their support for this. Really, it's a David versus Goliath battle, and we need your support.
And we're glad that you're out there throwing rocks at the giant, and hopefully you'll be victorious, and we're glad to do our part. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your friendship, your support, and your prayers. Believe it or not, the last one really matters too. So please keep us in your prayers, and we appreciate your friendship and support.
We'll do that. I wanted to come back and just reemphasize what we talked about, that we need to respond. You need to call your congressman. I will do that personally, just as a citizen. I like to practice what I preach. And there's also the website, We Want Newsmax, the phone number that you heard, we'll put it up on the screen. We need to do these kinds of things. And I'm glad to stand with Chris Ruddy. You know, we Christians sometimes just yell and scream when it happens to our denomination, our church, but we're often silent when it happens to other people. And you know, the Bible talks about when you see a need and you don't respond, or when you're silent. So as good Christians, we need to help, and we need to have a source like Newsmax, which is fair. As Chris Ruddy said, they're fair. They're fair when they cover Israel. They're fair when they cover religion. I've had the privilege a couple of times of being on to talk about my books in the past. You know, they're willing to accept it as something that's important in the news cycle rather than ignoring Christian kinds of things, or conservative or traditional values kind of things. So thank you for watching. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. My subscriptions are going up. We're happy about that. We'll be putting it on charismanews.com. Share it. Listen, it just takes a little bit. If all of us would do a little bit, we'll make an impact. Thank you for watching the Strang Report today. God bless you.
In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.